From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abilie reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law. The heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee told reporters General Michael Flynn did not properly disclose payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. The rare show of bipartisan consensus in Capitol Hill came after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. After an hour-long classified briefing, Chaffetz said he had seen no evidence Flynn complied with the law. Representative Elijah Cummings, the committee's ranking Democrat, said Flynn's contacts were a major problem. He added the matter would likely now fall under the purview of the House Intelligence Committee. Afghanistan's largest TV station reports Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base in northern Balkh province. The attack left more than 250 soldiers dead, and the report accused authorities of hiding the truth. The government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. The deputy chairman of the Afghan Senate, the upper house of the parliament, informed lawmakers on Sunday that security officials told him the death toll stood at around 131. U.S. President Donald Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. But he told a group of conservative reporters Monday he's willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project rather than insisting it be included in the negotiations. The current spending plan for U.S. government operations runs out at midday Friday, leaving Trump and the congressional negotiators